Hi, I'm Sarah Intonato, and today's blog is all about how to deal with negative people in your life, especially those who are not so supportive of your spiritual path. And while I'm very lucky in that my family has been very supportive of my spiritual path, even when they questioned me along the way, they were certainly surprised when I decided to pick up and go to India by myself as a 24-year-old. They were certainly surprised when I became a vegetarian, especially my Italian grandmother, but supported me nonetheless. Even though they're very supportive, I've certainly had my fair share of off-color comments through the years, so I know what it's like to deal with negative people who try to knock you down. People have said things as crazy as, why did you bother going to college if you were just going to be a yoga teacher? I've had people say, oh, yoga teacher, that's a nice, you know, fallback career to have as a mom or something like that, as if it's illegitimate or not real. So I know how you feel when you're in your groove, you've changed your life for the better, you're on a more supportive spiritual journey, you're feeling great, you're confident about how you look, and then boom, one negative comment knocks you right out of your center. So today, we're talking about some very real strategies you can use right now to help you deal with negative people in your life. And the first strategy is that you need to know your target audience well. You wouldn't take real estate advice from your friend who still lives with his parents. You probably, I hope, wouldn't take investment advice from your friend who's broke all the time. So when you go into a conversation with somebody, don't waste your time and energy preaching about how alive you feel now that you're doing yoga, how amazing it is for you, how you should really do it, if this person is somebody who eats McDonald's three times a day. And we all have friends and family who we would love to see change and grow for the better, but they may not resonate with what you're doing. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but you have to know going into any conversation about your spiritual path that this is a private journey you're taking within you. You don't have to shout from the rooftops what you're doing. You don't owe anyone an explanation. And when you feel alive and really excited about it, of course it's natural to want to lure people into what you're doing and show them that there's a better way for themselves. But it may not be in your best interest. So though you want everyone to lead a better life, and that's an honorable cause, sometimes it's better to just keep your mouth shut, especially if you're at a party or a holiday gathering. Keep your journey to you. And this is important because especially in the beginning with the yogic journey, it can feel very vulnerable. Your emotions can feel very raw. You're growing and changing so rapidly. You're feeling things in new and different ways. There's a lot of processing which has to go on. And there's no point in putting yourself in an extra vulnerable place with unsupportive people unnecessarily. So, if you're out with your cousin who practices yoga and eats a clean diet and you want to strike up a conversation, go for it. Otherwise, zip the lip. So the next strategy is to be choosy with your friends. I'm not saying you should go and trash all your friends just because they don't practice yoga like you, but you don't have to have a long phone conversation with them every week or every day. You don't have to have coffee with them every single time they want to meet you. Do it when you feel like it's going to bring something to your life. Do it when you're in the mood, but you're not under any obligation to do it. And especially if that person is a Debbie Downer, you know that they always are looking for company for their misery, just know that that's not your responsibility. And going into a situation like that with someone who's always negative, always trying to pull you down, it's really only to validate them. It has nothing to do with you. So your own personal journey may or may not be subject to their misery. You have to decide before you want to take that chance. And there are times where we do declutter relationships. It's just the sad truth. And it can feel sad, but it can also be looked at as opening the door to new and better ones, opening the door and the space for relationships which are more supportive of you and your lifestyle. And you can only truly declutter a relationship of any kind if you do it with love and with peace. If you try to do it out of anger, you're not really done. There's a lot more processing which has to happen there. And when you're in a place of peace, you'll know you can let it go, and you can still love someone from a distance and wish them well from a distance. You don't have to be in their energy field all the time. So while we can choose our friends, we can't always choose our family. This means we have to be more prepared in terms of dealing with all the family members in all their belief systems, especially around holiday time when it's all just tossed in our face. So again, you don't owe anyone an explanation, and you have to remember that you're choosing the boundaries you want to have. If you don't want to go in and talk about your yogic journey and the spiritual and energy work you're doing, you can choose not to. When people say, oh, Sarah, how's it going? Oftentimes I just say, good. I told my students on my Peru retreat recently, which was such a profound experience, as we were about to fly home, I said, you know, when people ask you how your trip was, it might be easier to just say, it was good. How do you explain this deep, intense change which you have just undergone to somebody who doesn't get it, who hasn't experienced it? It's like you going to Mars and coming back to Earth and trying to explain to somebody what Mars is like, and they just don't get it. So don't feel that you have to explain. You can just say, oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. Hey, I heard your business is taking off. Tell me about it. I'd love to hear about it. Change the subject. So before you go into these family gatherings or you meet with a family member, have a list of topics in your mind that you can use to change the subject too. And it sounds very simplistic and funny, but you'll feel confident and ready knowing that if the conversation starts to go south, oh, yoga, what's that? Are you in a cult, for example? Or why are you doing a vegan cleanse for 10 days? Those vegans are crazy. You can just say, oh, you know, it's just something I'm trying out. Hey, what's your favorite charity this season? I'm thinking of giving donations instead of material gifts this year. People love to talk about what they're interested in, so don't be afraid to just turn it back to them. Lastly, ground yourself before you go into any family setting. I'm going to drop a free link to a grounding meditation in the text below, so look for that there. It's under 10 minutes, and it will ground and center you tremendously through the holiday time. It's one of my favorites to do. And ground yourself, because if you're confident in yourself, if you're confident in your path, you can go into any situation and you won't feel knocked down when somebody says something that is a little silly or even downright insensitive or rude. You'll know that you're strong within you. You'll know that you don't have to take that on. So think of when someone gives you a gift, you can choose to receive it or not. When someone gives you a verbal gift, you can choose if you want to take that in or if you just want to deflect it back to them. And I can't say enough about doing your practice, grounding and centering, staying strong within you, because there are negative people in every walk of life. There are negative people in the yogic path, of course, which is unfortunate, but there are negative people at the office. There are negative people at the bank. And you can just smile and use your role to bring a smile and some joy into their day as one you take seriously, and then you can move on. It's not your job to fix everyone. It's not your job to receive their negativity. So I hope this helps as you navigate those sometimes murky waters of a spiritual path, especially if you're new at it. Don't be afraid to drop a comment below or hit reply to this email. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how I can best support you on your path. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.